Hey, Doug Hagman, back on the line with us. Doug, this situation in the United Kingdom, what kind of an effect is it having on us here?
Well, it's raising the threat level, George, of our airline transportation industry to a heightened state of alert. I believe that the Michael Chertoff just issued a statement that they're raising the threat level at this point to orange on a national level, and in terms of the specific the transportation industry, it will probably be even higher than that in certain areas. So it's really going to have a trickle down effect here. And the information we're getting too is that
you and I were just talking about how it is only a matter of time before there's some kind of terrorist act or plot, and then boom, it pops up immediately.
Exactly. You know, it's not all that much unexpected. I mean, you know, we had information earlier in the day that there was things brewing, and it was non-specific information. And then, as the day went on, of course, we received some specific information and the indication that the level for the United States was going to be raised, and in fact, it has been. So.
Well, one of their problems, Douglas, is apparently this liquid, whatever it may be, is not detectable, and they're really concerned about it. Sounds like some newer form of explosive.
Well, there's a couple different explosives that they're very concerned about. One is a foam type, and the other is, of course, a liquid, without getting too specific, but they can be carried into the aircraft. And if you x-ray it, hey, it might look like a can of shaving cream.
Oh,
or,
God.
You know? So, I mean, it's very easy to hide, and it's very highly explosive, and it is lasts in various environments. It's a very durable explosive.
So these are obviously suicidal type people because they're going to be on the planes at the same time, right?
Absolutely. And this is a very major plot, a very significant threat to the UK, and of course to targets here in the United States, both on both coasts.
Here's the question: have they captured? You know, they got 20 suspects, but do they have all of them? Who knows?
We don't know. The indication we have is there's some in the United States and Canada, as well as two other European countries aside from, in addition to, the United Kingdom.
Yeah.